Everywhere I go, people want to understand their health better, me included. Can't we do it? Can't we find a simple explanation for all these health questions? Oh, hooray, you're here. Health Simplified, a simple guide to a healthier life. With the man who has pretty simple explanations for some pretty complex issues, Dr. Justin Fessler. Welcome, sir.
Welcome. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm always looking forward to this because so many questions come up. You're going to talk about one today. Cortisone. How many people I know, guys, that's just a quick fix. Let's get a cortisone shot.
Yeah.
And keep going.
It's true. Yeah. So we look at, various types of steroids and stuff like that, which are exactly what you just said, like a quick fix. So, you know, people a lot of times, you know, maybe they'll take some, you know, NSAIDs or stuff like that, which you've talked about in the past. And cortisone is considered something like, well, if we're going to do a systemic thing, let's try to make it a little bit, maybe, you know, quote unquote, healthier, isolate it to one area so you don't have the systemic effects of those other medications.
Which I didn't know. Go back and listen to that episode because I didn't know the systemic effect. NSAIDs, that's the technical name for over-the-counter anti-inflammatory
things. So. Yes. Yeah. So these cortisone injections basically are using a steroid called cortisone. And what that is basically in terms of, if you look at your body's natural healing process, we have a drug in our body that endogenously exists. It's called cortisol. And that is also what cortisol does. It's catabolic. It breaks things down. So it's also a stress hormone, which is not good for our body. So in general, steroids are seen as being something, you know, that you only use if you really need it. Right, because it's not great for our body. It breaks down our healthy tissues.
Big athletes, big baseball, big football, who pump themselves up to get themselves bigger or to get them through the old Joe Namath, my knee shot, just shoot it up.
Yeah, and those are anabolic steroids, which are a little different, but nonetheless something that obviously can have adverse effects in the long run. So I just want to go through as far as cortisone injections. What they are, how they affect our body, and just things we need to be aware of if we're going to go through and get
these. And that whole idea of short-term gain versus long-term.
Exactly. Yep.
Problems.
Yeah, because usually if you get a cortisone injection somewhere, you're going to feel good initially. So I'll just go through as far as types of injections we're going to get. So basically there's two basic types. So you're going to get one either in a joint, so like your shoulder, your knee, that's an intra-articular injection. And then you can also get an epidural injection, which is in your spine. So women who are also going through labor oftentimes get an epidural, but that's to completely numb their lower half of their body. Yeah. So they're very powerful. They can actually, really eliminate pain for periods of time. So that's the upside of a steroid injection is that, man, you can really feel a lot better very quickly.
And in certain cases, that may be a priority, like a woman going through child labor.
Correct. Yeah, definitely. So for those spinal conditions, I'm just going to, again, go through some studies because I think that's the best resource.
You're the studies guy.
You got to have the studies. Yeah. If you don't have studies, then, you kind of talking out the left side of your mouth. So you got to make sure that
most of us do. That's just what we hear anecdotally. That's good. That's bad.
Right. Yeah. So there were some recent studies involving thousands of patients that showed that epidural injections, those are in the spine, reduced leg pain and improved function for 3 to 6 months, which is great. A 2024 analysis found that 50 to 84% of patients experienced some benefit depending on their specific condition. So that's for herniated discs, sciatica, those types of conditions.
My late aunt had them for bone-on-bone knee issues. The cartilage had gone away and broken down. So she was too old to get a knee replacement, they said. She needed cortisone.
Yeah. So, and just for that, so for joint problems, the intra-articular injection that we talked about for knee osteoarthritis shows significant pain reduction compared to placebo for about 6 to 12 weeks. So a 2024 systematic review found the effect is mild to moderate, but clinically meaningful during this time frame. So you know, but what happens at the 3 month period? We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
So for tendon issues, plantar fasciitis, those types of things, multiple studies confirm that cortisone can reduce pain and inflammation in tendons and the plantar fascia in the short term, typically 4 to 12 weeks. The key phrase here is short term. So let's look at the long-term concerns here then. What are we looking at? So a lot of patients are told that, you know, research shows concerning patterns of issues over the long term. So the effectiveness fades over time. A 2010 analysis of tendon treatments found something striking. While cortisone injections helped initially, they actually made long-term outcomes worse compared to other treatments.
Wow. Never heard that before.
So Okay. Over the long term, you can actually make these conditions worse. It's actually, so it's catabolic, so it breaks down the good tissue as well. Mm-hmm. So yes, you're going to take away that inflammation that's causing some of your pain, but then you're also breaking down some of the other tissues, and over time you're going to exacerbate and actually hasten the advancing of our arthritis and other conditions like that. So for arthritis, recent research has identified 4 major concerns with repeated injections. So accelerated progression of arthritis. That's one.
The last thing I want to do.
Exactly. Subchondral, which is the area behind the cartilage, the bony tissues behind the cartilage. So it's subchondral insufficiency fractures. So stress fractures in the bone under the cartilage. So
it's basically lead breaking to more of those?
Correct. So these are, you know, if you look at the joint is this way, mm-hmm. so that you got the part of the joint on this side, and then you've got the ball and socket type of thing.
Right.
As you do these injections, you're breaking down the bony tissue behind it, and you start to have things break down, and you can have stress fractures that yikes. Could lead to probably earlier joint replacement. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. So not good. And then you can get osteonecrosis, which is actually further breaking down more of that tissue to
that
the point that you're not getting.
Just the term sounds horrible.
It's basically death of your bone.
Yeah.
So necrosis means death. Yeah. Right. So not good. Rapid joint destruction with bone loss. So all those things are possibilities when you get too many or you have chronic corticosteroid injections into a joint.
So I'm old enough to remember the great Joe Namath, whatever it was, second or third Super Bowl he was in, and he was known for that. He shot himself up all the time. Somebody shot him up. And later in life, he was like crippled.
Oh, totally. Yeah. If you keep doing that, it's definitely breaking down those tissues and, you know, hopefully they can do a joint replacement eventually, and you know that can definitely obviously help. So, and then tendon and tissue damage. So the most concerning thing with these is this, because you're going to see reduced collagen production by 35% in tendons. Collagen is the building blocks of our tendons. So if you don't have that, then it's breaking down the tendon, leading to tears. So increased risk of tendon rupture, which is complete tearing, is when it ruptures. Yep. And it causes tissue weakness that persists long after the inflammatory effect wears off. So even after you've exhausted the benefits in terms of your, you know, the pain relief that goes along with that, the tissue damage is still going to be happening during that time period.
So why are so many people, I know them, mm-hmm. getting shot up?
Because it's a quick fix.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe lack of education about it, but I have many patients that up until the time that they come see us are having habitual injections to a certain area, mm-hmm. and I try to convince them or at least tell them about the potential side effects over time and let them make their decision. But just educating people that, you know, corticosteroids do break down healthy
so
tissue.
So many drugs have real benefit, but when used in place of a longer-term solution like
correct.
You offer,
right?
You're really doing even more damage.
Yeah. It's not to say you never should get an injection, but using it as your long-term solution is definitely a mistake. Yeah.
Wow.
So systemic effects. So beyond the injection site. So I'll quickly go through these. So
beyond the injection site.
Yeah. All so right. so because it absorbs into your system.
Right.
So you can have blood sugar spikes lasting several days.
Oh.
So for anyone diabetic, this is critical, right? Temporary immune system suppression. So your immunity goes down. Facial flushing, which is kind of just like a side effect. Mood changes, sleep disturbances, those kind of things. And the longer longer-term systemic effects include, so if you have like repeated injections over time, adrenal suppression, so your body stops making its own cortisol, which is important for regulation of homeostasis, which is kind of the balance point in your body right. when you're existing. Osteoporosis, so breaking down of bone tissues. Increased infection risk, and hormonal disruptions.
And isn't that the definition of getting older for so many of us?
Yeah, hormonal exactly. disruption. So it exacerbates all those things that are already happening in your body.
Yeah.
So let's go through just the risk-benefit analysis here. So for epidural injections.
I think you laid it already here. A lot of risk, a little bit of benefit, but feels good for a while.
Well, yeah. I mean, and there are some cases where I've even recommended an injection, so I'm not completely against them, but I'm against the chronic use of them for sure. So so for epidurals, success rate, right? We talked about 50 to 84% experience some improvement. Durations 3 to 6 months. And so you're looking at the long-term, you know, or the short-term benefit versus the long-term effects on our health and how that's going to help break down some of those healthy tissues. And in the long term, you know, you could have done something probably like exercise, physical therapy, maybe had a little more pain during that short term, but then eventually you're actually better off in the long term.
And maybe that's why they're being used or misused or overused among aging patients.
Yes.
An example I gave, my aunt was in her 80s. They didn't want to operate on her. Too risky. But she's got clearly bone on bone. It hurts. How is she going
to
move around?
True. And there is something to that, actually.
And how much, I hate to say this, how long are you going to live? So
Right. Yep. And that is something to consider for sure. No doubt. So just in summary, the pattern is across all conditions, the research shows a consistent theme of good short-term relief that fades over time. And so it's kind of like a treatment trap.
Treatment trap. And then you said the other one, which fits into the trap, I need more. Like any drug,
exactly.
I need more to get the same high, to get the same feeling, the same effect, or whatever.
So eventually you need repeated injections to get that temporary relief, and you're backing those up on each other. And so you're left with tissues that are much less healthy than they were when you started. So so that's the basic, you know, the bottom line here is that, you know, these should be used as tools to be used very infrequently, you know, only at all when you've exhausted other, you know, means of treatment, including physical therapy and maybe some topical types of analgesia, exercise in general, and, you know, obviously nutrition. We can go through all that too, but nutrition affects your pain and how that affects you as well, and inflammation.
Someday I want you to do a show on why, the psychology of why we're unwilling to do what seems simple, have our body heal itself, more exercise, eat better, sleep better, all this kind of stuff that you kind of all throw in casual, like, you should do this. That's the key. If we did more of that, we wouldn't need all this stuff. But because we don't do that, we end up needing this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's true. You know, just a good conversation with a healthcare practitioner that, you know, knows some of these things can make huge changes in people's lives. Prevent them from making decisions that might be, you know, in the long run, deteriorating them over time. And, you know, we all like to think that we're going to live long, healthy lives and, you know, be able to stay active into our elder years. And if we make decisions in our younger years that are, you know, breaking us down, then over time, we're going to be hurting.
How do they come and talk to a guy like you if we want to address these things earlier or more understand? You're a physical therapist, so I only think of you when I have a problem after the fact, not a preventative thing. But do you do kind of preventative maintenance?
Yeah, so if people start to have issues, we've definitely consulted on, you know, trying to have some, you know, some kind of lifestyle change. You know, if someone's going to go into surgery too, they'll oftentimes come in for prehab. And
prehab. You should do a show. I've never heard the term before. Let's get you ready.
We'll do it.
Let's do a show to get you ready for that.
You know, doing some exercise, strengthening, stretches, you know, getting your body ready to heal after the surgery. So, yeah, we do things like that too. So, and we're at Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Lake Forest.
And let's spell it.
Physical is FYZICAL. And we're at 949-716-1800, or you can find us online at physical.com/lake-forest.
Full disclosure, I've used the services, highly recommended, and what I like most about it isn't just these kind of discussions will do with you, but they'll have a discussion. It isn't a 5-minute in and out, do this, next.
Right. Yeah. We spend 40 minutes with every patient.
Yeah. So that's critical. Wish everybody did that or had the time or could do that.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Physical therapy. Talking about cortisone, one more topic. I look forward to the next one here. Thanks for joining us. Well, there you have it. Wow, amazing stuff. It really amazes me how simple health can be. Tune in and hear more as we give you a simple guide to a healthier life right here in Orange County's only community radio station, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.